There is a different standpoint, and there are a lot of people who are now in Mariupol and who are very happy about this fact, and you can't deny it. So it depends very much on your standpoint, and also you should take into account views of about 7 million Ukrainians who found refuge in Russia after this whole thing started. They also have their position. They want to be identified as Russian speakers. They want to preserve their belief in canonic Orthodox Church. They don't want to be harassed by the Zelensky regime. This is also their choice, and it should be respected.
There is a view, as you will well know, that President Putin has, to a degree, played President Trump here. President Trump, only a few days ago, mentioned the potential for serious consequences if the fighting didn't end, serious consequences for Moscow. They've gone away now, haven't they?
President Trump is undoubtedly a clever man. He takes decisions on the basis of what he hears and what he processes, what he understands. So he now had a very good opportunity for an in-depth discussion with President Putin. I think this is fruitful for him, and this is fruitful for us as well, to better understand each other's standpoint. And it's absolutely no surprise to me that President Trump made certain conclusions that would change his positions, which he took based on some distorted information and even a misinterpretation of certain of our statements.